朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
姊妹和朋友们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters and friends.
我相信在我们人生的路上，根据我们自己的遭遇，你可能会分成很多的阶段。
We probably will break our life journey into different stages according to our circumstances.
但是其实在每一个阶段里面，神在我们身上工作的原则都是一样的。
But yet, the principle of God's work in every stage remains the same.
他借着各式各样的环境、不同的遭遇来显明我们这个人到底是一个怎样的人。
Through different circumstances, he wants to expose so that we can know what kind of person we are.
他在这里写明到底我们在乎的，我们所在追求的到底是什么。
He will reveal to us what we really care and what is our pursuit.
但是在更积极的上面呢，他是希望借着我们这一切的遭遇，或是他把我们写明出来之后。
But his positive purpose is that after his revelation,
让我们里面产生一个要追求更好的、追求永恒的。
That we will have this desire to pursue what is even better and eternal.
或是让我们有机会能够真正的认识他。
So that we have a chance to get to know him really.
对于一个像我已经信主四十多年的基督徒，我自己也是觉得神常常在我身上，让我对自己和对他有新的认识和发现。
Even I have been Christian for more than 40 years, yet.God often works in my heart so that I will have new revelation knowledge of Him.
很多的时候我们都以为，哎呀，一些功课已经学好了哈。
Oftentimes we may think, oh, we have learned some lessons well already.
但是在那样子的处境底下，你可能已经得胜了。
Yes, perhaps in certain circumstances you have overcome.
但是神可以借着一些不同的人事物来摸着我们更深之处的时候，你才发现，哎呀，我其实还有许多未得之地啊。
But yes, sometimes through deeper circumstances, we get to know we still have lands to be possessed.
然后我们对神又产生了新的需要、新的渴慕、新的经历。
Therefore, we have this new need, new desire, and new experience.
虽然这个过程不舒服哈。
Yes, sometimes the process is not comfortable.
常常是不舒服，而且有的时候很不舒服。
Oftentimes it's uncomfortable or very uncomfortable.
但是我们过了以后，却发现我们生命被改变了。
But afterwards, we realize that we have been transformed.
我们发现我们跟神的关系更真实了。
And our relationship with the Lord becomes even more real.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们在主的面前都不要灰心，我们加油。
Therefore, let us not be discouraged, but press on.
每一个阶段靠着良人从旷野走出来，你就发现我们的生命被改变了，跟他的关系被改变了。
Every stage through the help of our beloved that we can come through and we realize that our life has been transformed and our relationship with him has become even more real.
所以今天早上会前我在这里祷告的时候，我就想到不管我们现在的情形如何哈。
Before the meeting this morning when I was praying here, I rememberWhatever situation we are in right now,
我们亲近神，来到神的面前，永远跟我们是有益处的。
Whenever we come before the Lord, it will always be beneficial.
不管我们原来多糟或者原来多好。
Whether we were really bad or very good before.
每一次跟主相遇，一定会让我们更好。
Every encounter with the Lord will help us to become even better.
因为我们的主太伟大了，他太爱我们了。
Because our God is so great and He loves us so much.
爱到一个地步，连人都看不起我们，我们对自己都灰心失望了，但是他永远爱我们。
Even when we despise ourselves and people get disappointed with us, yet He still loves us forever.
让我们可以上行再上行。
Therefore, we can press on and press on.
刚才后面唱的这三首诗歌，讲到他是我们的意向，他是我们的中心。他是我们一切的一切。
The songs we just sang that Jesus is our vision, He's our center, and He's our all in all.
就是我们在所有的环境里面，我们都可以来经历他，来认识他。
We get to experience Him and know Him in all of our circumstances.
我们刚过的周末，各个小组都有小组的福音聚会，听说很好哈，大部分都很好。
I heard many good news about our small group gospel meetings in the past weekend.
听说昨天 campus 福音聚会来的四五十个福音朋友。
We heard that campus fellowship have about 40 or 50 gospel friends.
Santa Clara 大学的这些新生几乎都被请来了，我们真感谢主。
Almost all the new students at Santa Clara University were invited here. We really praise the Lord.
那我希望我们的生命，我们跟神的关系，我们各样的侍奉都能够上行又上行，不断的进步。
I hope that we will continue to make progress in our spiritual life, in our pursuit, in our relationship with the Lord.
今天我要继续讲这些人是谁的这个主题，第十五题了哈。
Today we are coming to the 15th message on who are these people.
上次我们今天要讲以利沙，上次我们讲以利亚，以利亚是以利沙的师父，不是双胞胎的兄弟哈。
Today we're going to talk about Elisha, and last message was on Elijah. No, they're not twins. Elijah was Elisha's master.
这个以利沙被以利亚召出来以后，跟着他一段时间，跟多少我们不知道。
Elisha was being called by Elijah, and afterwards he followed Elijah for a certain period of time. We don't know exactly how long.
在我们讲以利亚的时候
，when we were talking about Elijah,
我曾经引用列王记下第二章第十四节。
I quoted Second Kings, second chapter, verse 14.
那时候以利沙发出了一个呼声，说以利亚的神在哪里
？At that time, Elisha was crying out, "Who is the God of Elijah?"
就是以利亚的身上让人看见他所信的神是这么真实的神。
Because from Elijah, people can see this real God that he believed.
我不晓得大家还记不记得我上次讲过以利亚所信的神是一个怎样的神，大家还记得吗
？I don't know if you still remember. I describe about the God whom Elijah believed.
我在中国大概起码讲了八个点，我在我们中间浓缩，只讲四个点。
In China, I talk about 8 points. Here, I condense it into 4 points.
四个点，我不晓得大家还记不记得
？Do you still remember？
第一个以利亚所信的神是一位全能的神。
The first one is that Elijah's God is an Almighty God.
他行神迹，他独行其事，他是独一的神。
He is the only God, Almighty God. He performs miracles.
第二个，我们讲到这么伟大的神，全能的神，却是一个这么细微的爱，这么体恤的爱，满了爱，满了恩慈的神。
And yet this great God is full of tender mercies and compassion.
那以利亚那么累了，他叫天使给他预备水，还要刚刚烧的饼给他吃。
When Elijah was so much in fatigue that he sent his angels to prepare a meal for him.
充满了体恤，大祭司完全能体恤我们所有的软弱。
He was so full of understanding and compassion, just like a great high priest who can fully sympathize with us.
就连他的仆人明明跑了、不干了、求死了、软弱了，他还是这么爱他。
Even his servant deserted his ministry, ran away from his ministry, and still loved him so much.
第三个，我讲到以利亚所信的神 the God of present time, 他是一个现在的神。
And then the third point is that he is a God of present time.
因为他问以利亚说：“以利亚，以利亚，你在这里做什么？”
Because he asked Elijah, "Elijah, Elijah, what are you doing here?"
What are you doing? 是说你现在正在做什么，不是说你过去做了什么，或者你将来准备做什么。
He was asking Elijah, "What are you doing at this moment? Not what you have done before, or what you plan to do in the future."
神在乎我们的现在。
Because God cares about our present time.
神在乎我们的每一个今天，每一个现在。
He cares about our today and our present moment.
我们不用去讲过去我多么的失败或多么的得胜。
We don't have to mention about our past failures or success.
我们也不用在这里说主啊，有一天我要爱你。
Or we don't have to promise to the Lord, one day I will love you.
主在乎的是每一个的现在。
Because God cares about our present moment.
而且不仅仅是在时间上，他在乎现在。
Not only that, in the frame of time, He cares about our present moment.
What are you doing here? 你是现在你所在的地方，就是你可以被我用的地方。
And He also asks, "What are you doing here? Because where?" You are that you can be right there and be used by me.
就在现在，就在你所在的地方，你可以来经历我。
Just like at this moment and at where exactly where you are, you can experience me.
好，然后最后我们看见以利亚所信的神是一个 God of the second chance， 他永远给人第二次机会。
And the fourth point is that the God that Elijah believed is the God of second chance. He can always give us second chance.
他失败了，他软弱了，他灰心了，他丧气了，但是神恢复他。神 rebuild， 神重建他。
Yes, Elijah failed, did get discouraged and depressed, but yet God restored him and gave him a second chance.
神给他三个使命。
And God gave him, he renewed and gave him three new commissions.
让以利亚又重新出发。
Therefore, Elijah was able to take off again.
成为以色列家的战车马兵。
And became the chariot and horseman of Israel.
但是当我讲以利亚的时候，我同时也引用。 雅各书第五章第十七节。
And then when I was preaching about Elijah, I also quoted from the book of James, chapter 5, verse 17.
当以利沙在那里问说以利亚的神在哪里的时候
，When Elijah was asking, "Where is the God of Elijah?"
我根据雅各书五章十七节，我在这里问了一个问题：神的以利亚在哪里
？But according to the book of James, chapter 5, verse 17, I also asked a question: Where is the Elijah of God?
因为那里告诉我们说，以利亚跟我们是有一样性情的人。
Because in that book it says Elijah has the same human nature just as us.
并不是他天生丽质，他天生就是属灵伟人。
It's not that he was born a spiritual giant.
他跟我们有一样的性情。
He shares with us the same nature.
他会软弱，他会灰心，他会失望，他会跌倒。
Yes, he can be weak, he can be disappointed, and he can be stumbled.
但是他却在神的手中成为以色列家的战车马兵。
But yet in God's hands, he has transformed to become a chariot and horseman of Israel.
所以当我们读了说以利亚跟我们是有一样性情的人的时候
So when we study that He was a man with a nature just like us
我们就要为着神问一个问题就是神的以利亚到底在哪里
Therefore we ought to ask a question on God's behalf Where is God's Elijah?
这就是我今天要讲的题目了
And this is the message I'm talking about today
神的以利亚我们看见他培养出一个以利沙来
That Elijah has led and shaped Elisha
以利沙是一个非常平凡的人
Elisha was a very ordinary man.
但是他却过了一个非常不平凡的人生。
And yet he lived an extraordinary life.
他整个的人生有非常不平凡的表现。
Because he had done extraordinary things.
那我们就是要来看跟以利亚有一样性情的以利沙。
So today we're going to look at Elisha, who shares the same human nature as Elijah.
他怎样在神的手中变为有用啊
？And how he became useful in God's hands.
那我们在读圣经的时候
，as we study the scriptures,
有很多所谓的属灵伟人或者不平凡的人出现。
And then we will see many spiritual giants and extraordinary men.
然后你发现在这些人身上有一些共同的特点啊。
And yet we can see some common traits shared among them.
第一个。没有一个属灵的伟人是天生的。
First of all, none of them were born that way.
他们整个的人生都经历了无数的挑战、考验，而至终在神的手中成为不平凡的器皿。
All through their lives, they have experienced and gone through many challenges and difficulties, and yet in God's hands, they were shaped and formed into something useful.
所以没有一个人生来就是伟人的。
So no one was born a great giant.
第二个
，Secondly,
没有一个属灵的伟人或者在神手中重用的器皿。而是指着外面的。
None of the spiritual giants that we talk about are mainly outward.
他们都是先在生命里面得胜。
They have to overcome in the realm of life first.
神才借着他们带出神的作为。
Then God can use them and then for great works.
第三个。
Thirdly,
没有一个属灵的伟人是凭着自己或是为着自己而活出了这样子的不平凡。
None of the spiritual giants lived an extraordinary life by their own strength and or for themselves.
我再说好，没有一个人是凭着自己、为着自己能够活出这样子的不平凡。
Let me stress again, none of them lived an extraordinary life by their own strength or lived for their own selves.
他们都是非常的谦卑，学会依靠神。
They were all very humble and learned to trust in God.
所以在这里我们看见他们身上的三个特点，没有一个人天生的，都是经过了许多的挑战。
So here we see three common traits that share among all of them. First of all, none of them were born spiritual giants. They all have gone through many difficulties and challenges.
没有一个人的不平凡只是在外面的，而是先在他们生命里面被神改变成为不平凡的生命。
None of them are being extraordinary are just outward. They were all being transformed in the inner life by God first.
他们的得胜是先是在生命里面，才可能外面带下来得胜。
Their victory occurs within their inner life first, and then our manifestation.
第三个，没有一个人是凭着自己或是靠着自己能够活出这样子的卓越，这样子的不平凡。
And none of them lived an extraordinary life simply by their own strength and for their own purpose.
那今天我们在以利沙的身上就清清楚楚地看见这三件事情。
Today we will see these three things very clearly in the life of Elisha.
以利沙的故事很长哈。
Yes, Elisha has a.The scripture used many verses to describe the life of Elisha.
我就精挑细选的挑几节跟大家读一读。
So I only handpicked a few verses to share with you.
我们先看列王记上十九章。
First, let's turn to First Kings chapter 19.
列王记上十九章就是他蒙召的时候。
This is when he was being called.
圣经上他第一次出现的时候。
This is the first time he appeared in the Bible.
我想为了时间的关系，你们自己 看中文、英文，愿意跟我一起读没关系，我来读十九节到二十一节。于是以利亚离开那里， 走了，遇见撒法的儿子以利沙耕地，在他前头有十二对牛，自己赶着第十二对。以利亚到他那里去，将自己的外衣搭在他身上。以利沙看见，以利沙就离开牛，跑到以利亚那里说：“求你容我先与父母亲嘴，然后我便跟随你。”以利亚对他说：“你回去吧，我向你做了什么呢？”以利沙就离开他，回去宰了一对牛，用套牛的器具煮肉给民吃，随后就起身跟随以利亚服侍他。我们请读列王记下第二章。
And 2 Kings chapter 2。
我经文是列到第一节到十五节，但是我跳着读，好，所以请你们跟着我。第二章第一节，耶和华要用旋风接以利亚升天的时候，以利亚与以利沙从吉甲前往。以利亚对以利沙说：“耶和华差我往伯特利去，你可以在这里等候。”以利沙说：“我指着永生的耶和华，又敢在你面前起誓，我必不离开你。”于是二人下到伯特利，住伯特利的先知门徒出来见以利沙，对他说：“耶和华今日要接你的师父离开你，你知不知道？”他说：“我知道，你们不要作声。”以利亚对以利沙说：“耶和华差遣我往耶利哥去。”好，底下的经文就是重复了哈，他一共经过四个地方，从吉甲、伯特利、耶利哥到约旦河，都是类似的话。
So this passage described the journey that Elijah took and Elisha followed from Gilgal to Bethel to Jericho to the Jordan, and then these conversations repeated during every stage.
发生的对话都是以利亚说：“神差我往哪里去？啊，所以你可以留在这里啊，请你，他特别加的 ，Please stay here. 啊，请你留在这，不要跟我。
And the dialogue always goes like this: Stay here, please.For the Lord has sent me onto a certain place.
然后以利沙就对他说哈，他说这个，我在耶和华面前，我指着永生的耶和华，又在你面前起誓，我必不离开你。
And Elisha always replies, "As the Lord lives and as your soul lives, I will not leave you."
你去读英文的话，就是说，只要神还活着，还有你还活着，我就永远不离开你。
So the English translation is as long as the Lord lives and your soul lives, I will not leave you.
然后另外一件事情要注意的，就是发现所有其他的门徒都知道以利亚今天要走。
Another thing is that all the other sons of prophets knew.That Elijah was going to be taken up.
但是却没有一个人像以利沙一样一直起来跟着以利亚。
But yet none of them follow Elijah like Elisha did.
好，那我们这个故事就轮到这。好，然后我们现在读到第七节。
And then now let's turn to verse 7.
这是到了最后了，到最后一站约旦河了。
So at the last stop at the Jordan.
他说有先知的门徒去的五十人远远地站在他们对面，二人在约旦河边站住。以利亚将自己的外衣卷起来用以打水，水就左右分开，二人就走干地而过。过去之后，以利亚对以利沙说：“我未曾被接去离开你，你要我为你做什么，只管求我。”以利沙说：“愿感动你的灵加倍感动我。”以利亚说：“你所求的难得，虽然如此，我被接去离开你的时候，你若看见我，就必得着，不然必得不着了。”他们正走着说话，忽有火车火马将二人隔开，以利亚就乘旋风升天去了。以利沙看见就呼叫说：“我父啊，我父啊，以色列的战车马兵啊！”以后不再见他了。于是以利沙把自己的衣服撕为两半，他拾起以利亚身上掉下来的外衣，回去站在约旦河边。他用以利亚身上掉下来的外衣打水说：“耶和华以利亚的神在哪里呢？”打水之后，水也左右分开，以利沙就过来了。十五节，住耶利哥的先知门徒从对面看见他，就说：“感动以利亚的灵，感动以利沙了。”他们就来迎接他，在他面前伏伏于地。好，我们读第三章。
And now let's turn to chapter 3.
第三章是在这里有三个王要去打摩押。
Here, three kings were about to fight with the Moabites.
结果发现缺水啊。
And then they lack water.
他们就需要去请教先知该怎么办。
So they wanted to inquire the prophets as what to do.
所以我们读第三章的十一节跟十二节。
Let's read chapter 3 verses 11 and 12.
约瑟法说：“这里不是有耶和华的先知吗？我们可以托他去问耶和华。”以色列 王的一个臣子回答说，这里有撒法的儿子以利沙，就是从前服侍以利亚的。约撒法说，他必有耶和华的话。那请大家注意，那从前服侍以利亚的小字，原文作倒水在以利亚手上的。
And here we want to pay attention that the translations, some translated that Elisha served Elijah, or he who poured water on the hands of Elijah.
好，一直从第四章到第十三章都在讲以利亚啊，以利沙的事迹啊。
And then chapters four through eleven all talk about the miracles performed by Elisha.
我们最后再读一节就好了，十三章。十四节，以利沙要死了。
Lastly, let's turn to the chapter 13.
十三章十四节，以利沙得了必死的病，以色列的王约阿斯下来看他，伏在他脸上哭泣说：“我父啊，我父啊，以色列的战车马兵。”好，我们圣经就读到这。
Okay, this concludes our scripture reading.
那我想我们很快的把以利沙简单的走过一下。
So we just quickly, briefly went through the life of Elisha.
然后我希望从他的身上能够看见怎么样子一个平凡的人能够活出一个不平凡的人生。
I hope that from his life we can get to see how an ordinary man can live an extraordinary life.
那我不晓得我们在座的人有谁觉得自己是非常不平凡的人。
Is there any one of us here think that you have an extraordinary life?
如果你觉得你很不平凡的话，那这篇信息对你帮助稍微少一点。
If you think you're really extraordinary, then this message might not help you that much.
那你如果你觉得你真的是很平凡，平凡到已经快要变得不平凡了，这篇信息对你很好。
If you think you're so ordinary to a point that it almost becomes extraordinary, then this message might be helpful for you.
那第一个看见神的救恩临到他。
First of all, we see that God's salvation came upon him.
神差遣以利亚来呼召以利沙出来。
Because God sent Elijah to call out Elisha.
啊，不是以利沙自己去找以利亚，乃是以利亚来找以利沙。
It's not that Elisha went to search for Elijah, but Elijah came to search for him.
今天我们每一个人得救，差不多都是主耶稣来寻找我们。
Today, every one of us is saved because Jesus came to look for us.
不是我们寻找他，是他来寻找我们。
It's not that we look for him, but he came to seek us out.
在我们人生的旷野上，我们荒凉、失迷、痛苦、无助的时候，耶稣的爱临到我们。
In this wilderness of life, when we were so, in such a desolation and disappointed and worried, he came to look for us.
哦，耶稣的救恩临到我们，而且他呼召我们从世界里面出来。
The salvation of Jesus came to us, and he also called us out of this world.
能够过一个非常有意义、有价值的人生。
So that we can live a meaningful and very valuable life.
但是我刚才在读列王记上十九章的时候
，As I was reading First Kings chapter 19.
我们在座 Thomas 最近都读经读得很好哈。你们觉得以利沙被召出来以前，你可以从刚刚那样一个小小的 paragraph 里面，你可以读出来他有什么特点吗？
Can we ask brothers and sisters in the Thomas group, from the passages, can you kind of pick up some clues about Elisha before he was called?
哇 ，Thomas group 全部低头了哈。Sam, 哈哈。Any special for Elisa? 啊，很多牛。对你们这种这些爱吃 steak 的人。
Yeah.
Yeah, very good, huh?
Yeah.
十二对牛。
Yes, he had 12 yokes of oxen.
这句话说明了他的家是非常有钱的。
In other words, he was from a wealthy family.
你知道摩西颁布律法的时候，就说如果你连牛都献不起给神的话，你可以献羊；羊献不起的话，可以献斑鸠跟鸽子。
Because in the law of Moses, he says, if you cannot, when you offer sacrifices, if you cannot afford an ox, then you can offer sheep or even pigeons.
那个时候能够有钱买牛来替你耕地的已经是有钱人。
So at that time, only wealthy family can afford having oxen to plow the field for them.
能够有一对牛呢，更是有钱人。
It's already very wealthy if you can afford a yoke.
他有多少对？
But he had
他有十二对。
He had 12 pairs of oxen.
你就发现第一个，他是一个背景是有钱的人家。
So we can tell from his family background, he came from wealthy family.
第二个，当以利沙来找他，以利亚来找他的时候。
And also when Elijah came to him.
他自己在田里面耕地。
He was actually plowing the field by himself.
说到这个人是一个非常勤快、非常踏实的一个人。
So this is a man that was very diligent and down to earth.
虽然他有很多的产业，他是 在当时，至少在当时的人里面，他是有钱人。
Yes, at his time, he was a wealthy man.
但是他却非常的勤劳，亲自下田。
Yet he was very diligent and down to earth. He was plowing the field by himself.
第三个，当以利亚来招他的时候
，and also when Elijah came to call him,
他把这个套牛的器具，就是那些牛轭这些哈，他把它当柴来烧这个牛。
He used the oxen's equipment, the yokes, the wood, and then burned it as the fire.
这个说到他
firewood
破釜沉舟啊，就是他绝对全心的来跟随主。
It just shows
no turning back.
It just shows his determination to follow the Lord, to follow Elijah, no turning back. He was burning his bridges.
啊，他如果只是想试试看，看看能不能走下去的话，那么他宰一条牛，啊，如果不行再回来嘛。
But if he was just gonna take a chance and then test it out, he could have just slaughtered one pair of oxen. He would still have a way back.
啊，他家那么有钱，决定有很多柴的。
I'm sure he came from a wealthy family. They must have a lot of firewood.
但是他却把套牛的器具整个烧掉。
But yet he used the oxen's equipment as the firewood to burn it out.
这是我曾经讲过一个故事，在中古世纪，很多的修道院都很怕这些修士们溜掉哈。
As I share with you a story in the medieval times, in the covens, they were afraid the monks would.Run away.
啊，怕他们在这里受不了这个苦，又想念世界，会跑掉，所以把他们的衣服都收的藏起来，锁起来。
So they are afraid that once the monks enter the convents, they cannot stand the suffering and the harsh life that they may run away. So they kept their worldly, secular clothes and locked them up.
啊，只有一个修道院很特别，他们把所有的这些衣服都挂在进门的衣橱里面，而且不上锁。
Only one convent.It's very special. They would leave their secular clothes out there without locks.
它上面大大的写着 "You are free to leave anytime." 你任何时候想走就走。
And then it has a sign on those clothes that you're free to leave anytime.
因为神要得到一般人是甘心把自己奉献，真正起来跟随主的。
Because God wants to obtain a group of people who are willingly follow the Lord.
所以主对每一个蒙召的人都会问我们：我们到底要什么？
So actually, God will ask every one of us who are called a question.
弟兄姊妹，我们为什么要信耶稣？
Why do you want to believe in Jesus?
我们为什么要来聚会？
Why do you come to meetings?
我们为什么要侍奉？
Why do you serve?
我们为什么做这个决定？我们为什么做那个决定？
Why do you make this decision and that decision?
其实主都一直在问我们 What do you want? 你到底要什么？
Actually, the Lord kept on asking us, What do you want?
我们愿意为了得到上好的，得到我们的主，为他有所舍下。
Are we willing to lay down some things in order to obtain the Lord and His best blessings?
这是以利沙身上的第一个不同。
So this is one characteristic of Elijah.
平凡的
He was an ordinary man.
他听过很多以利亚的故事
He probably heard a lot of stories about Elijah.
他听说以利亚行过很多的神迹
He probably heard that Elijah performed many miracles.
等到当以利亚来呼召他的时候
So when Elijah came to call him,
他愿意有份于这位伟大认识这位伟大的神为这位伟大的神而活他撇下一切
He was willing to be part of it to get to know this great God and he was willing to forsake all.
第二件事情
Second,
我在你讲到他殷勤侍奉谦卑学习
This person Elijah served diligently and humbly learned.
因为从十九章列王记上十九章，他蒙召，一直到列王记下第二章，中间从来没有记载过以利沙。
Because from the moment that he was called in 1 Kings chapter 19 until 2 Kings chapter 2, the Bible did not mention about Elijah at all.
当以利亚在那里叱咤风云，在那里行神迹，为神做大功的时候，以利沙跟在他旁边，但是圣经上一个字都不记载他。
When Elijah was such a man in Israel, he was performing all kinds of miracles. The Bible did not mention about Elijah at all. He was just following Elijah by the side.
一直到以利亚升天之后，以利沙才开始他的 ministry。
Elijah's ministry only began after Elijah was taken up.
那这一段空档好像没有记载的日子。
And during this period of time, as if it was kind of blank for him.
到底以利沙在做什么？
Exactly what was Elijah doing?
圣经给我们开了一个小小的窗户，让我们看了一点。
The scripture opened up a tiny window so that we can take a peek.
就是第三章说的，就是那从前倒水在以利亚手上的。
This is from the third chapter of 2 Kings. It says, Elijah who was pouring water water on the hands of Elijah.
换句话说，以利沙出来跟着以利亚以后，他一直是做一个仆人才做的事情。
In other words, after Elijah was being called, he was following Elijah and being his servant.
还是以利亚要洗手的时候，仆人赶快要倒水，那这件事情就是以利沙在做的事情。
So when Elijah needs to wash his hands, Elijah.Shall we quickly pour water on his hands? Because that's his duty.
这是我们每一个爱主的人，有心侍奉主的人面对的挑战跟考验。
And this is a challenge and test for every one of us who wants to serve the Lord.
我们不爱主，或是没有奉献、没有摆上的时候，这样子的感觉还不会太强。
We will not feel this in depth if we do not follow the Lord or we are not willing to serve Him.
因为我们是半斤八两，不冷不热啊 ，undercover 的跟随主。
If we just like a lukewarm in following the Lord, we will not feel this.
可是当我们真心为着主的时候
，But if our heart is truly for the Lord,
我们就希望别人能够看得见我们，别人能够 recognize 我们，别人能够称赞我们，我们能够被使用，能够被发挥。
Then we wish that people can recognize us and can use us so that we can be used.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，谢谢你的收听，也期待你能将活在耶稣里福音事工的网址告诉你的亲朋好友，邀请他们来收听这个节目。愿神祝福你的新生命。